World Soccer Talk Radio is here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. A pleasure and a privilege to be with you as always. My name is Nate Abarea. Jonathan Lintner of the Louisville Courier Journal is going to be joining us in this edition of the show. Last night in Louisville, Kentucky, there was a friendly between Orlando City and Louisville City FC. There was no Kaká, but there was like 10,000 people in the crowd for this thing for a Tuesday night friendly. And that's really fitting considering that I really want to start talking all about grassroots soccer in this country and everything going on at these lower division levels, whether it's the USL, whether it's NASL, whether it's NPSL, and even lower with other clubs at even lower ranks in the American soccer pyramid. I want to start promoting grassroots soccer on the show like crazy. The beauty of lower division soccer here in this country, the dream of promotion and relegation, the dream of grassroots soccer having a true revival and following the model that is set all around the world, not just in England, but in so many other countries around the world. And I have to make it abundantly clear, because some people find it hard to understand this, I love Major League Soccer. I will be at the San Jose Earthquakes, Los Angeles Galaxy game on Friday night. I grew up at Spartan Stadium. I loved Major League Soccer. I had a little spat with Major League Soccer when they took my team away. But hey, I've got the Quakes back. I love the league. Okay, with all that being said, I still want to promote grassroots soccer. And some of you out there, I would love if you could grasp this and be a part of this, that it's possible to watch a Spotlight Sunday MLS match and still be a supporter of grassroots lower division soccer. You don't have to pick a side. We don't have to have this gang mentality. You're either an MLS bot or you're a promotion relegation troll. No. Everybody calm down. There is a middle ground here. I am a grassroots enthusiast who also supports the San Jose Earthquakes and likes Major League Soccer. We're dedicating to the grassroots on this show. Because I'm telling you what, all you fans of the U.S. men's national team, grassroots soccer, if it grows, if it finds a revival, our national team will improve as a result. Got to look at the big picture. Sad to say Celtic got knocked out of the Champions League yesterday by Malmo. 90 minutes in Sweden, ruined 12 months of building. Now I'm going to shed a tear for Celtic before we head to break. Tear. Jonathan Lintner with us on the other side. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Placer is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Placers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. We've talked all about in recent weeks the soccer revival going on at the grassroots level all around this country. And many of the finest examples are in the Midwest and the South of this country. One such example is in Louisville, Kentucky, with USL side Louisville City FC. Last night, it took on Orlando City MLS New Boys. Orlando City in a 3-1 friendly victory for Louisville. There was no Kaká present at this match, but there were almost 10,000 people at this game. A record for Louisville City SC, and again, this in a Tuesday night friendly. It's a pleasure to welcome in now Jonathan Lintner of the Louisville Courier-Journal. Jonathan, you were at this match last night. Thanks for coming on to the show, and please paint a picture for us. Tell us what the experience was like last night.
Well, for us at least, it was a very different experience. At Louisville City SC, they play in the local baseball stadium where we have the AAA Louisville Bats, the Cincinnati Reds, top farm club. And I think, you know, they've had more than 10,000 people at a baseball game before, but it's a different crowd. It's a more passive crowd. And I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard about other markets, but you know, these people, when they come to the soccer matches, they get into it. The supporters, they line up, behind one goal on one side of the stadium. It's a different sight, and I think that more and more people are getting out and seeing it and saying that they've had a good time and they're going back. So it's been interesting to see how quickly this team has taken off here.
Well, give us a little background on this club and how it's taken off, and actually the interesting connections between Louisville City FC and Orlando.
Yeah, I got lucky. I had somebody from a supporters group. They're called the Coopers here, and a Cooper, I guess my understanding, is a person who makes a bourbon barrel, and Kentucky just being known for barrels. So they you know, the barrel supports the bourbon like the supporters, do for the soccer team. But they had formed this group. It's going on almost 2 years now, so that they had a bunch of people who would go to local pubs or to local, I think there's like a PDL team in town here. They would just go out and support different teams. And I guess their thinking was if they got big enough that somebody would want to start a USL type of franchise here. And the opportunity presented itself when Orlando was granted MLS expansion because Wayne Estopinal, he's an architect here in Louisville and owns a share of Orlando City. So that was kind of logical to bring it here and where Wayne lives and start an affiliation there. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, all these things sort of came together at the right time. And, I think the community here has just really embraced it. I mean, it's obviously gone beyond just the Coopers going to games. I mean, they have their section, but the club has so many more season ticket holders. And the crowd for the first game was 6,000, and I kind of thought, well, that was great. I wonder if they'll match that again this season. And now they average 6,400. So it's been pretty special. I'm curious to see where it will go. I mean, they definitely are thinking MLS here, and I know that's nothing new, but when you've got 9,400 people coming out to see a game, I think that you're kind of legitimate in thinking about that.
Jonathan, let's get a little flavor of the Louisville soccer culture, because there is a rich soccer history in Louisville, but it's also a city of the three B's for so many years. It's basketball, baseball, and boxing even, you know, with deep histories in all of those within Louisville. How has that been as far as the challenge for Louisville City FC to really get soccer back in the mainstream in the Louisville community before worrying about expanding and worrying about Major League Soccer and all that stuff? Talk about the challenge of getting soccer back in the local mainstream in Louisville.
Well, on a little bit of a smaller scale, I mean, they had a pretty good start. The University of Louisville soccer team within the last 2 years under Ken Lola, who I believe used to coach at Akron, has really become a national power. Started in the ACC last year, and they have a new 6,000-seat stadium, and I believe may have led Division I in attendance last year. I'd have to double-check that, but there's definitely a community here. We had never had an outdoor professional soccer team like a USL franchise. That's this year. You know, we've had indoor clubs and things, but I mean, I think that people are starting to realize that this is professional soccer on a different scale than we've ever seen it in town here. There's always been a good, I think, youth community of players. It's fairly common that the kids around here, if they're going to play basketball and baseball, that they're also playing soccer. I mean, you don't see a lot of the you know, distaste for the game or opposition to it. I think, you know, most people are open to the idea of it. So it's getting all those people who were already going to Louisville, University of Louisville games and are playing, getting those people out to games. And I think they've very quickly taken to it.
Well, I absolutely love the Coopers. I mean, that exemplifies what I'm hoping continues to flourish here in this kind of soccer revival at the grassroots level around this country right now, and that is that true local flavor to every one of these clubs, whether it's Louisville, whether it's Chattanooga, whether it's up in Minnesota or places in the Pacific Northwest or back here in California, feeling that true local flavor with the supporters. Now, with that being said, expanding a little bit on this relationship between Louisville and Orlando City, they wear the same colors. Louisville kind of came in to replace Orlando City in USL in a few different ways. And obviously you talk about the connections with the ownership. Is there a little bit of a desire with the fans, and whether it's the Coopers or just other people in the Louisville soccer community, to have their own identity and maybe get away from this partnership with Orlando? Or is that something that they're hoping to keep for quite a while?
Well, I think from an organizational standpoint, the Louisville folks are happy to have kind of Orlando's ear as far as, you know, what did you do to have success? And I think they've sort of modeled a lot of what they do after it. Louisville's coach, James O'Connor, he was an Orlando player under Adrian Heath. You know, like I said, there's a connection with the ownership. I believe Orlando has a small stake in Louisville. And I don't know if you saw earlier this summer, I mean, they'll actually be ending their affiliation, formal affiliation, and Orlando will start its own USL club next year. But it's sort of the topic of an interview I had with Tim Holt, who's now the vice president of development with Orlando, when they appear. I said, you know, you're ending your affiliation, you won't be sharing players, you know, can you explain a little bit more what that means? And he said, well, basically it means that, you know, the USL won't let you have your own USL club and an affiliate. You have to have one or the other. So they'll continue their relationship with Louisville off the field just as they have. And I think that fans are fine with that. You know, speaking about the Coopers, they've heard some jabs about, well, you're just a mini Orlando or things like that. But, you know, I don't think that's a very bad thing to be in any respect, considering what they did while they were in the USL. And, you know, I guess identity-wise, there hasn't been any pushback about the colors. I mean, people like the colors. They like the color purple because here, you have the University of Louisville, who's red, University of Kentucky, who's blue. So you bring in a fan or a franchise that is not, you know, opposed to either, and they say you mix the colors, you get purple. So I think that they're kind of a fan of that. And I guess Orlando has the Lions. They have a mascot, but I've heard that that's not really on the radar for Louisville. They're not thinking too much about a mascot. I think they've got other more pressing things like stadiums and expansion and things to worry about.
Well, on the other side of this break, Jonathan, we'll talk about stadium and expansion and a couple other very important topics relating to Louisville City FC and relating to many of these lower division sides around the country. I'll talk a little bit about Chattanooga and even what's going on up in Detroit and how that relates to what's going on in Louisville and so many other places as well. Cannot wait to continue this conversation on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio, talking Louisville soccer right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Nate Abarrea and Jonathan Littner of the Louisville Courier Journal. We're back after this. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Abarrea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, joined by Jonathan Lintner of the Louisville Courier Journal. We're talking all about Louisville City FC. Now, this club is less than a couple of years old. I mean, the idea is older than the club itself, and we talk about how new, how fresh this club is in the Louisville sports community, and yet people are already bringing up that word stadium. And right now they're playing in a baseball park, and they're making a baseball park into quite a just a badass atmosphere. And as we talk about packing in almost 10,000 for a Tuesday night friendly against an MLS side in Orlando City, but people just still want to keep talking about it and all over the blogs and checking out the Courier Journal website today. So many people bringing up that word stadium. where does that stand right now with this being such a new club and people really saying, hey, we've got momentum right now. We could get something going. Where do the stadium ideas lie right now? And is it feasible that in the next couple of years there could be a stadium being built, a soccer-specific stadium for a professional club in Louisville?
You know, I don't know how feasible the financing is at this point, but it's definitely a discussion that the city has had with the soccer club. The mayor actually met on Monday, and he's a big supporter of the club. I mean, he jumps into the supporters section and bangs on drums and is holding the smoke and everything. So, you know, if there's a way to get it done, I think that they will. Obviously, there's the USL mandate that they want all the teams to have their own stadium by 2020. I think Louisville City wants something sooner than that. There were apparently some thresholds when they started the franchise to say, if you average this many fans this year and this many the next and this many the next, we'll start talking about it with you. And I think 6,400 fans is above probably even, you know, the highest threshold that they anticipated, you know, sparking these discussions. So it's definitely moving along a little faster than everybody anticipated. Part of it, though, is that they are playing in the baseball stadium. And although it's not ideal from the standpoint of the pitch, just having to put artificial turf over an infield and deal with those things, they're subleasing it from the AAA franchise that had, you know, had that place to itself for 15 years. And it's not the most financially viable deal. You know, it's really not financially viable at all for them. They're losing money doing it, but I think they want to minimize that. They want to get into their own home, and you know, I think that's why it keeps coming up.
Could they play at the Louisville College Stadium? Is that too small?
The capacity of that place is listed at 6,000. So, I mean, they're already outdrawing for that. And the irony of it, I think, is that you know, as mentioned, Wayne Estefanol, the owner, who has a stake in both Orlando and Louisville. I think, you know, he's an architect who had a big part in designing the Louisville Stadium. So it's kind of, you know, but that was before all the talks of this happened, and I'm not entirely sure Louisville would want to or U of L would want to split that with a pro team either.
Tell us a little bit more about the mayor. Tell us a little bit more about what the mayor can do, and hearing about his enthusiasm just brings a smile to my face, because this is, look, in multiple different sporting arenas. I mean, actually, a lot of examples in the basketball world over the last few years. Kevin Johnson in Sacramento here with the Sacramento Kings. You get a prominent mayor involved, someone who actually has some clout within the city and within financing a project of this magnitude in the city. It can do a lot of good to advance the project. Tell us a little bit more about the mayor in Louisville and what maybe he can offer with his love for soccer and his passion for this new club.
Yeah, Greg Fisher's the mayor here. He's just a, you know, former businessman, so he has a lot of knowledge of that arena. And you know, he wants a stadium. He talks about MLS and the potential, and obviously that means you would need a stadium. So, you know, if he's talking about that, supporting it, you know, there's not a lot of people around here who don't like Greg Fisher. You know, he goes to most every game. You know, hasn't said a bad word about the team, has talked with them throughout. And he was there, actually. They had at a local bar, a local pub where the Coopers normally meet, is where when Orlando's people came to town, you know, a year and a half ago or whatever it was, to say, you know, should we set up here? You know, the mayor showed up, and they had a, you know, a packed bar that night for Orlando's people to meet, you know, the Coopers and then all these enthusiastic people. And you know, the mayor came out, and they had a picture of him with a Cooper scarf on and things like that. So he's very into the idea of pro sports here and you know, the potential of what that can do for the city. You know, we don't have any big-time pro sports here. We're a, you know, pretty much strictly a college town. I mean, unless you count the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if you would count horse racing as major pro sports, but yeah, it's something different. We have the KFC Yum Center. It's a, you know, 20,000 something seat arena downtown, which is, you know, pretty much state of the art, and people consistently bring up the NBA and the chances of that. But I think more people are coming around to the idea that maybe MLS is Louisville's best shot for major pro sports.
Well, talk a little bit more about that. I'm curious to expand on this a little bit, because that's been a big topic in terms of finding these soccer communities and bigger cities actually around the country. Louisville is not a small town by any stretch of the imagination. Orlando is not a small town, yet Orlando only had, you know, the one other professional sports team, Sacramento, in terms of the success of Sac Republic FC. You got the Kings and then that's it. And so finding these places, San Antonio, another often talked about city as far as MLS expansion goes, these places where there's either no other professional sports teams or only one or two at the most. And talk about the importance of that and the potential for the passion for the sport of soccer growing through these communities going, hey, this is our route into the pros. And so people who may not even be soccer heads are suddenly going, you know what? I'm going to support this soccer team because it's our pro team, period.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what we're seeing here. You know, Louisville's a big town, but it's not Nashville and Indianapolis and Cincinnati, which are, you know, all within 3 hours of here and all have their own major pro teams. So, but none of them have an MLS team, and I think that's the thought of you know, that's a way to be different in the region. You know, you have the Indiana Pacers 2 hours up the road in the NBA, and, you know, this is never going to be a pro baseball town, a major league baseball town, and there's really no hockey to go off of here. So I think that we've had more people start discovering that soccer would be the way to go. And there have been some studies, some surveys, things that come out that say, you know, I can't even remember what the name of it was, but Louisville had scored a perfect score for, you know, potentially having an MLS franchise. It was higher than the NBA, which is what people here have wanted and chased for years and years and just haven't been able to pull it off. So, yeah, I mean, pro soccer, the idea of the MLS is still relatively new compared to other sports, but I think you're seeing a lot of people come around to it.
Hey, Jonathan, talk in the 3 minutes that we got left here with you. I want to real quickly talk with you about what you're seeing from afar. You talk about the location of Louisville and how you're able to see all these other sporting communities within 3 hours of you. Well, on a soccer level, I mean, we go to Chattanooga. We go pretty far up to the north to Detroit and Lansing and these soccer communities where these grassroots projects are growing and doing oh so well. What are you seeing from afar, and what can a place like Louisville, who is relatively new to this revival of grassroots soccer and lower division soccer, albeit with a partnership with an MLS team, but it's still, this is lower division grassroots on so many levels. What are you seeing from those other cities and other teams, and what can Louisville do to follow that model and take the positives from those other cities and other teams?
Well, I mean, I think Louisville's kind of setting its own course and setting its own agenda. I mean, the Indy 11 are up the road in the North American Soccer League, and they draw well, but they haven't done well on the field. You know, Louisville's done both. Cincinnati is adding a USL franchise next year. They'll play in the 40,000-seat University of Cincinnati football stadium. We'll see how they do. But I think that, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, what model can they follow, I mean, I think they're pretty much sticking to what did Orlando do, how did they make it work to build things. And they've said all along that MLS is the goal, but first they have to be the best USL franchise or at least one of the best and do that really well. So when we talk about things like a stadium, you know, that would be a 10,000-seat stadium that could expand to 20 if they ever get that call. You know, it could be a USL-sized academy with the capability to grow. So I think that, you know, for now they're happy where they are, and they're, you know, the start has exceeded every expectation. I mean, they're outdrawing all but, you know, I think Sacramento in the USL is probably pretty good for a first-year USL franchise. I think that for them it's about keeping the momentum, continuing to grow your fan base. You know, they had a relatively late start as far as season tickets go. I mean, think about the number of businesses where if you just are able to have a minute to call them and say, would you like to have 4 season tickets? I mean, right there, your base might grow, you know, to if it's 6,000 now, 8,000 there. So I think that there's so much left that they can do that are just, you know, kind of low-hanging fruit type of things that they just haven't had the time to get around to yet because they, you know, got started just a year ago. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And that, he kind of has become the talk of the town, especially today, and people saying, you know, wow, they beat an MLS team. I mean, sure, they weren't full strength, but those are still MLS players on the field, and you know, Louisville really looked superior throughout that match. So, like I said, it's growing. It's exciting. Definitely, I enjoy going to the games and seeing people get into pro sports here, you know, like we haven't been able to see with baseball.
Jonathan Lintner, really appreciate your time. Jonathan of the Louisville Courier-Journal, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome back anytime, sir. And, hey, best of luck continuing this soccer revival out there in Louisville. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Again, that was Jonathan Lintner. Check out his work relating to last night's match. Actually, go to courier-journal.com. Check out the match reports with some quality match video. Get some real flavor of that thing from last night. Back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST. Tweet all of us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA. Another huge thank you to Jonathan Lintner of the Louisville Courier-Journal for joining us in this edition of the show. We're talking all about that Louisville City FC match against Orlando City last night. The relationship between those two clubs, the soccer revival going on right now in Louisville, Kentucky, and how it really reflects what's going on all around the country. And I got to say, spotlight on the Midwest and the South of this country. But we'll also talk here a little bit later in this segment about what's going on in Northern California as well. Another big thank you to Jonathan. Check out the match reports and some great match flavor on the Louisville Courier Journal website. And that is www.courier-journal.com. Some good stuff, some quality flavor. You'll feel like you were there last night with the near 10,000 crowd for a Tuesday night friendly in a baseball stadium. I'm telling you, that's a team that clearly has some support behind it. Orlando going out and losing 3-1 to the good folks of Louisville. Shout out to the Coopers, baby. God, I love the Coopers. That's what I'm talking about. Local flavor in these supporters groups, local flavor within these clubs, grassroots soccer at its finest. Give me some local flavor. The Coopers are doing exactly what I want to see more of. And we'll talk a little bit more about some of those other supporters groups and some of the other clubs who have already responded to my call to action with my lower division American soccer spotlight that I want to start up on this show. And there have already been about a dozen or so supporters groups who've gotten at me on Twitter and Facebook as well. And we'll definitely shout out all of those here before we end the show today and get a little bit more of a call to action. Want to get more of you involved with this show and get you on this show. Get a representative from your supporters club on this show and be able to really paint the picture, be able to really give that true local flavor of your club and what you guys and gals are all about in whatever community you may be a part of. Got to tell you right now, though, about what's going on Rappel.tv this weekend. Oh, you Manchester United fans, I know how much you love this show. I know how much you just love this program, Man United fans. We have so many Man U guests on this show. It's quite fun for me. We got a special treat in store for you this Sunday. Two of the blokes from Full Time Devils, the most popular United channel on YouTube, they will be calling the Swansea Manchester United match live on Rabble.tv. United currently unbeaten after three league matches. They got 7 points. They haven't conceded. They're stingy. They're also playing rather ugly and sluggish and we'll just leave it at that. Ugly and sluggish, but ugly, sluggish, and effective, apparently. Sunday's game, though, is going to be a true test because it's against one of the informed sides in the Premier League. The Swans. From a jack to a king, baby. Swansea. We'll see what they can do against Manchester United on Sunday. Will we finally start seeing Wayne Rooney rediscovering his goal-scoring form? He gets to play as a true striker again. Will he rediscover himself? Will they be all about revivals? Will there be a Wayne Rooney revival this season in the Premier League? Will we see Memphis Depay? Will he continue to be an attacking threat down the left wing? And will he wear that number 7 oh so well? That's right. Will he wear that number 7 like the likes of Georgie Best and David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo, or will he be a Michael Owen Manchester United number 7? We shall see. Memphis, if he performs the way he did last week in the Champions League against Bruges even a few more times, he's going to be highlight reel material all season long. What a brace in his Champions League qualifying debut back last week. But we'll see what Memphis does against the Swans this weekend. So this Sunday, Gaz and Adam from Full-Time Devils are sharing their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. The concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the TV broadcast, press the mute button, head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. With Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, through your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Plus, you can join in by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Or why don't you create your own broadcast and call one of your team's games. Whatever team, whatever league, whatever sport, it's easy, it's free, it's Rabble. And again, this Sunday, 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in the good old US of A, 7:45 for all of you early rising Sunday West Coasters here in America. Join the Full-Time Devils on Rabble.tv. It's your team. It's your call. Gaz and Adam from Full-Time Devils, Manchester United, and Swansea. That fixture, by the way, has brought some quite entertaining material to all of us radio hosts, writers, and pundits around the world over the last couple of seasons. I love the Swansea-Manchester United matchup. And you know the gaffer will be on the edge of his seat. Mr. Swansea himself, Christopher Harris, will surely be, I was going to say surely be enjoying the Swansea-Manchester United match. He's surely hoping that he's going to be enjoying the Swansea-Manchester United match. And I'll tell you what, I know I wait for Friday. I wait for Fearless Friday forecast for predictions on the show. But let's throw one out right here on Wednesday. I think Swansea are going to beat Manchester United. I have a nagging suspicion. It doesn't matter where it's at. I don't care if they're wherever they're playing. You look at this fixture over the last few years. Swansea have got this little in with Manchester United. I'm telling you. And with the way that they're playing right now, I really see Swansea being a team, and everybody saying, you know, Wilfred Bony who, after Bony left last year, this team is just flying right now. And we go back to the goal from Bafétimbi Gomez back in February of last year. Go back to the season opener back in 2013-2014. Swansea have got Manchester United's number. Man United know it, so they will have a bit of a chip on their shoulder in this one at the Liberty Stadium. But again, I don't care if it's at the Liberty Stadium or if it's at Old Trafford. I got Swansea beating Manchester United this weekend. You heard it right here, and I will repeat that prediction on Friday during the Triple F, the biggest thing since sliced bread, the bee's knees, the Fearless Friday forecast right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, I promised another call to action here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Thank you so much for making this show a part of your daily plans, whether you're listening live or in podcast form. Do appreciate you being a part of the show, and I want you to be more of a part of this show. If you are actively involved in any supporters group around this country, anything at a grassroots, lower division level in particular, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, and I want you to tell me about your club and tell me about your supporters group. Tell me about your friends and family that are at these matches week in, week out, supporting your local club the way it should be done. Again, God, stemming off of Swansea. You got a chance to watch from a jack to a king. I mean, we had Mal Pope and Lee Dineen and a number of other people from Swansea on the show when the documentary was being released back a couple of months ago. If you had a chance to see it on NBC, I guarantee there are a number of people in America that took quite a bit of inspiration from that documentary, From a Jack to a King. And that's what it's all about. And you see what these supporters did in Swansea and truly rallying around their local club and saying, this is ours. This is our local club. And you're seeing things happening around the U.S. right now. Up in Canada as well. But looking at American soccer and lower division American soccer, we're not going to talk about promotion and relegation right now because it still feels like a bit of a dream. Yeah, I'd love to see it happen, but we're going to push that to the side right now because I saw someone come out the other day, and it stemmed from Chattanooga with over 16,000 at their NPSL final against New York Cosmos 2. And there was also a few British lads who wrote similar articles and similar blogs about this. And basically the idea was, no matter the division, no matter the competition, no matter the trophy, no matter if it's NPSL, USL, PDL, MLS, Men's League, Sunday League, Mexican League, Italian League, I mean, the old leagues in New York City, the Irish League, various parks in New York City, whatever league it is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's your local club, it's your local club. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing people around this country embracing that. There are a few finer examples of it than Detroit City FC, who are in the NPSL. And if you go to one of their matches, you'd think you were in a top flight in Eastern Europe. It is incredible. It's breathtaking. It's dare I say, spine-tingling. And I'm just talking about pictures and videos that I've seen. I cannot wait to get out to Detroit and actually be a part of that atmosphere with the Northern Guard for Detroit City FC. And a huge shout-out to the good folks from Detroit City, a couple of fans from the Northern Guard, a couple of supporters from the Northern Guard who actually got at me on Twitter when we created this call to action. We were talking about this lower division American soccer spotlight a couple of weeks ago. Also got some contact from their arch rivals from Lansing United. So cheers to you folks as well. I cannot wait to learn more about that bit of hatred between Detroit City and Lansing United. Great folks from the Chattahooligans. That's right, the Chattahooligans, the supporters of Chattanooga FC. Cheers to you guys. We will definitely be spotlighting your club and getting some representatives from your club on this show. And that's what we're really after. Get at me on Twitter, at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. Again, write that down, at NateWST. Follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. Have some direct message interaction between us. And we can talk about what we can do to promote what your club is doing and promote what your supporters group is doing to further this enhancement and this revival of grassroots soccer and local first mentality here in the American soccer landscape. So cheers to Detroit City, cheers to Lansing United, cheers to Chattanooga FC and the Chattahooligan, and nice contact from San Francisco City FC, a supporter-owned, supporter-run team in the great city by the bay. We'll definitely be talking quite a bit more about SF City, and we might even get them in studio at Sports Byline headquarters. Stay tuned for that, and cheers to you guys at SF City FC. The folks from Sac Republic, always active, always proper, always coming with the good stuff on Twitter. And Sac Republic, a team that has just taken on so much over the last couple of seasons, and some great connections with Rebecca Lowe and her husband actually being the manager of Sac Republic. But cheers to you Sac Republic supporters for getting at me on Twitter, and we will definitely continue that relationship. We head to the North American Soccer League, where the supporters of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, the Tampa Bay Rowdies, Minnesota United, and the Indy 11 have all gotten in touch with yours truly on Twitter and are interested in figuring out what they can do to spotlight their club and get their club and their brand known to the masses here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And again, I want to make this abundantly clear. I want to bring spotlight to your club. I want to bring spotlight to your supporters group. But I want it to be all about the local flavor. When I hear about the Coopers of Louisville City FC, that's local flavor. When I hear about something that truly takes on the history and the culture of a community, that's what I want to hear about. That's what I want to know about, because that's what's up. That is absolutely, I don't want to say the most important thing here, but we're talking about grassroots. We're talking about from the ground up. And if we're all the same, then what's the point? There's no difference between anyone. I want to know what makes these clubs unique. Think about that. Contact me and let me know what makes your supporters group unique. Tell me about the history of your supporters group and how it relates to your local community and your soccer community. And I just want to end by saying this. Again, I'm going to reiterate something that I talked about briefly earlier in the show, and I've talked about a few times on this show. I'm going to the San Jose Earthquakes Los Angeles Galaxy game on Friday night. I love the San Jose Earthquakes. I watch MLS on a weekly basis. I watch a lot of Major League Soccer. I do not hate Major League Soccer. I love the league. I support the league. I support my club within the league. This project, this grassroots spotlight, this enhancement, this promotion of lower division American soccer and true grassroots support, this is not a I hate MLS project. I want to make that abundantly clear. We are all on the same team here. We should all be advancing American soccer together. And it starts at the roots, the grassroots of soccer in this country. Be a part of this thing. Cheers to Detroit City FC, Lansing United, Chattanooga, SF City, Sac Republic, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Indy 11, the Coopers in Louisville. Get at me. Be a part of this thing. I want to bring your club, your supporters group right here to this show, World Soccer Talk Radio. Back to take the express train home after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Grassroots, baby. Stay tuned.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
World Soccer and Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I was distracted there for a second. I just found out Sriracha is making keychains now that actually have like a little bottle of Sriracha. God, that's so cool. All right. Huge thank you to Jonathan Lintner of the Louisville Courier Journal for joining us in this edition of the program. We talked all about Louisville City FC, their pathway into USL, and their hopes for higher ground in Major League Soccer. And again, that call to action to all of you fans of a lower division side anywhere in this country. If you're a part of this soccer revival, this grassroots project in this country, doing soccer the right way here in America, get at me. I want to spotlight your supporters group and know a little bit more about what you guys are all about. What makes you unique? Give me your local flavor. And again, cheers to all the folks who've already gotten at me on Twitter. Detroit, Chattanooga, Lansing, San Francisco City, Sac Republic, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Indy, and of course the good folks in Louisville. Get on board. Get at me at NateWST. Again, my name is Nate Abarea at NateWST on Twitter. I want to talk to you. I want to get your supporters group and your club on this show. Craig Burley with us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. World Soccer Talk Radio signing off.
Choosing where to go to university is a big commitment.
By choosing to study at the University of Central Lancashire, you'll be choosing a place that will support you as you step into your future.
You'll be choosing a new place to call home.
We see our students for who they are and who they can be.
We see opportunity.
We see potential.
We see you.
There's still time to apply for a degree through Clearing.
Visit uclan.ac.uk/clearing to find out more.